that. While waiting, Leto activated the wall screen to view the planet below. Veils of clouds daubed the atmosphere above oceans and green and brown landmasses. Shaddam's massive new complex would have caused fundamental changes to the quiet world. Construction crews had swarmed Otoria, completely reworking the only large population center. Countless square kilometers were paved over. Monuments and statues sprang up like an algae bloom during a red tide. Government complexes, civic centers, interactive displays, coliseums, and auditoriums. Expansive new performance stages could seat 100,000 people at a time on a world that, according to the census report Leto had read, previously had fewer than 1 million inhabitants. His personal pilot buzzed across the yacht's comm. "Our ship is now fourth in the queue, my Duke. We will be departing soon." The man's voice held a rural Caladan accent. Leto had chosen him along with a few local workers, who considered the assignment an adventure, and that warmed Leto's heart. With few opportunities to travel off their homeworld, this was the trip of a lifetime for them. "Thank you, Arco," Leto said, making a point to use the man's name. He switched off the comm and settled back against the supple leather of the seat. Looking out the window port, he mused that he should have brought Paul with him. Although Lady Jessica had no fondness for space travel, nor for court politics, their 14-year-old son was curious and intelligent, the pride of Leto's heart. But the Duke decided not to involve his family in what would surely be a tedious, self-aggrandizing event for the Emperor. He wouldn't be able to keep Paul out of Imperial politics much longer, though. Leto was popular in the Landsraad, and House Atreides had substantial influence, even if the Duke ruled only one planet. Many Landsraad families might welcome a marriage alliance with House Atreides. And at 14, Paul was reaching the right age. Leto watched two vessels ahead of him disengage and drop down through the great open doors of the Highliner hold. Some ships were nondescript, perhaps even leased for the occasion by poorer families or minor houses, while other vessels proudly displayed the colors and crests of House Smutelli, House Akaz, House Bonner, House Oward, and others. After one more ship descended into the fine clouds, the Atreides yacht disengaged from its docking clamp. The suspensor engines thrummed. Leto gripped his seat as the yacht dropped, passing through orbital lanes down toward the upper atmosphere. Arco transmitted, "It might get bumpy, my lord. Several obstacles in high orbit across our path. Leftover dump boxes and delivery haulers from the construction. Otorio control is diverting us." Leto peered out the window port to see clunky drifting wrecks circling Otorio in blind, endless orbits. "I'm surprised Shaddam didn't clear them away." "Construction was behind schedule, sir. Those are heavy equipment and supply haulers. Empty, I suppose. Probably wasn't financially feasible for the Emperor to move them all away in time for the celebration." Leto remarked to himself, and Shaddam would never postpone the event for a more sensible date. He added into the comm, "I trust your piloting." "Thank you, my lord." The ducal yacht diverted around the slowly tumbling objects that cluttered the orbital lanes. More ships descended from the Highliner Bay, each one carrying representatives who would applaud the Emperor's new complex. Leto would pay his respects and acknowledge the lengthy history of Carino accomplishments. He would let himself be seen and fulfill his duty as a loyal subject. "Just give us a soft landing, Arco," Leto said into the comm, "and keep the yacht ready to depart. I'd like to go home as soon as I can reasonably make my excuses." His heart and his priorities were with his people on Caladan. The pilot sounded disappointed. "Will I have time to buy a gift for my sweetheart, my lord, and souvenirs for my nephews?" Leto smiled, indulging the man. He was sure the other retainers felt the same. "Of course. I doubt any part of this event will be speedy." As the craft glided smoothly toward the surface, he could see the geometric complex of Shaddam's new Imperial Museum, comprising many square kilometers of towering buildings, wide boulevards, plazas, and monuments. As if a swath of Catane's metropolis had been a